Thank you for calling her support. My name is Ricky. How are you today?
Yeah, good morning. I'm sorry, but what did you say your name is?
Ricky, R-I-C-K-E-Y.
R-I-C-K-E-Y. Okay, I have a bit of a problem here. This is Mary Jane Mullinax from Earlville, New York. I'm 514. I'm charged $7.95, and I'm 518. I'm charged $56.95. Could you please tell me what these purchases are for?
Can I have your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
Pardon?
Can I have your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Yes, sir. 1-3-3-3-2. And I appreciate your help, Ricky. You said R-I-C-K-E-Y, right?
Yes, ma'am. You said 1-3-3-3-2.
Yes, I did. Starts with a 1, ends with a 2, and the ones in the middle are 3s.
First and last name?
Pardon?
First and last name?
M-U-L-L-E-N-A-X. Mary Jane V. Mullinax.
Okay, and can you verify your address for me for security purposes, please?
576 Earlville Road, Earlville, New York.
Okay, thanks so much for information as well. One moment, your system is just loading your account.
I'm sorry, I can't understand what you're saying.
One moment, please, the system is loading your account.
Okay, I appreciate your help, Ricky.
I was able to locate that account where you did the KitchenAid, ma'am. You did pay the $7.95 for shipping and handling. The $56.95 buys you a $125 voucher to our online store.
Buys me a what?
A $125 voucher to our online store.
No, I did not order that at all. And for the $7.95, what am I supposed to be getting?
Okay, the $7.95 buys you pay for shipping and handling for the KitchenAid. The $56.95 buys you a $125 voucher to our online store.
No, I already talked to them and they said all I'd be charged was a shipping and handling. I'm not interested in anything else. I just wanted the KitchenAid thing. And that's a blender, correct?
Yes, ma'am. So it was stated online in the terms and conditions, ma'am, about the KitchenAid and everything.
I can't understand you, Ricky.
It was stated online about the KitchenAid in the terms and conditions about the $56.95, the discount membership fee, ma'am.
I'm not wanting a membership, and the person told me that if I wanted that KitchenAid, they would have to charge me the $7.95 for shipping and handling. And I said, that's fine. But I want no membership to nothing. And they said, that's fine, too. I want a refund of $56.95. And my KitchenAid never came.
Okay. One moment, please. I do apologize, but the charge is valid. The charge about to stay, ma'am. Only thing I'm able to do is reship the KitchenAid to you, ma'am, if you would like me to. Well, so you don't act, it's a chance to win the KitchenAid, ma'am.
Right, and that's what they said. They said I won it. And then afterwards, they said, but you gotta pay shipping and handling. You know what? Just give me all my money back and y'all can keep this KitchenAid. I don't like dishonesty.
Okay. So you didn't win the KitchenAid, ma'am. It was for a chance to win. And if you win, we send it to you. But you didn't win. I'm sorry.
Well, she told me I did. So the thing is, I want all my money back, which is $7.95 and the whatever that supposed charge was, $56.95. I want the total back, which is 5 and 5 is 10, carry 1. 9 and 9 is 18 and 1 is 19, carry 1. 7, 14, carry 1. I want my $64.90 refunded to me.
I do apologize, ma'am, but the charges, the charges will have to stay. You won't receive any more product or anything else.
My money back, Ricky.
Okay, so the charges are valid, ma'am. The charges will have to stay. I do apologize about that. It was for a chance.
Don't want an apology. I want my money back. That's misleading. It's dishonest. It's crooked. And I don't deal with crooked people. I want my money back. That was a ripoff.
Okay. So I do apologize, ma'am. The charges are valid. The charges will have to stay. But I did go ahead and get your account canceled for any future payments or billing.
I don't want any payments. I want that money back, and I'm going to work like hell until I get it. I'm 80 years old, and I live on $400 a month. They screwed me and all stuff. No way. I want my money back. I only make enough to pay my bills, and each month I cannot pay all the bills. I pay bits and pieces. This is a very dishonest company, and I want my $64.90 back because they were lied to me, and that's not right, and I don't deal with liars. I don't want a membership to nothing.
Okay, so I did go ahead and get your account canceled, but the charges will have to stay, ma'am.
I will get back in touch with you, believe me. Goodbye.
Okay, thanks so much for calling customer support.